Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it is the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join now from Psalms 103, verse 1. Let's sing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for being with us today. And I encourage you, if it's at all possible, to invite someone to worship with you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Mark chapter 5, verse 36. The Word of God says in just five little short words, "Be not afraid, only believe." Reminds me of the great chorus Oral Roberts made famous, and we still sing it today. Only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Hallelujah. Faith in God is what moves mighty mountains, calms a troubled sea, makes a desert like a fountain, and faith brings the victory. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Page 199 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Let's sing together on Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
Time is filled with swift transition. None of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly forsaken, still more closely to Him cling.
Sing it now, hallelujah.
Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fear and bright the home in glory. Your enraptured soul will you. Let's hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah, sing it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hand in hand with Jesus we walk each day. From Psalms 136, verse 1, here is our precious promise before we pray. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Just a few things there for us to praise the Lord and give him thanks. Let's just bring our needs to the altar today. Pray with us. Father, we're so thankful that we can be a thankful people. Lord, I've heard people say, well, I don't have a thing to praise the Lord for. But as I look through the Psalms and read the writings of David and others, I find, Lord, where their hearts are filled with praise and their lips spew it out in verbal tones and worship you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You're good. Your mercy endureth forever. You're the God of gods. You're the Lord of lords. And you alone do great wonders. And your mercy endureth forever. Just a few things there for us, Lord, to praise you for. Hear our prayers today and hear our praise. Lord, we just interlace one with the other. And Lord, we lift you up. Have your way and hear the cries today of the righteous. Prayers all across this audience, from where we are here to the furthest one away. Many are kneeling at this long altar. It may be different times during the day, but I know, Lord, there are people praying. Hear those prayers. Give attention to those needs, Lord, and accept the praises we pray and answer according to your will. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore. I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
And as I do on many broadcasts, I'll give you the contact information at the very end. Let's continue to worship the Lord. This could be the dawning. Saints of all the ages feel its rays. On the sands of time, they're marching to the king's coronation. And this could be the dawning of that day. Of that grand and glorious day, when the face of Jesus we behold. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. All the saints are getting restless. What a glorious expectation fills each face. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. This could be the dawning of the grand and glorious day, when the face of Jesus will behold. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for worshiping with us. And we know the day is dawning, and this could be the dawning of that day. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and of course, Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. We're here weekdays at this time, Lord permitting and providing. If you would, after you've given your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. And cards or letters, song or prayer requests, any mail would be welcome. Send it to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Hear the service anytime or donate with your debit or credit card there. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. This could be the dawning of that grand and glorious day, when the face of Jesus will behold.